Welcome back to the Sundance Reel here at Whole Foods. We do this every year. Nell and myself, a two-hour live show from Whole Foods, who are kind enough to give back to KPCW 5% of their daily proceeds. So come on down to Whole Foods here at Kimball Junction. Do some shopping. Stock up on your food items, and they donate 5% of their
proceeds.
That's
right, 5% giving days today for KPCW.
And of course, we have the opportunity to speak to a number of directors of films that are being shown here in Sundance. And right now, we're joined by Tolga Karachik. Tolga. He's the director of the film Ivy. It's a film that's in the World Cinema Dramatic Competition. And Tolga, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having us.
Is this your first time here in Sundance?
Yes. It's been actually 2 days only, and I started to love it already.
Already? Yeah. Are you going to be here for a few more?
Yeah, well, I'll be here until the 1st, and my flight was on the 2nd, so...
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the film.
Sure. Well, the film is basically about, actually, it's a one-location film. The film is taking place in one ship, cargo ship. So the ship owner goes bankrupt, and five of the crew and the captain has to stay on the ship according to sea safety regulations in a God-forbidden port in Egypt, Anchorage area. They're not allowed to go out. So it's more than 100 days with limited amount of food, and their salary is not being paid. So it's kind of like a psychological thriller between, and the power struggle between these five guys who has got nowhere else to go back and no reason to go back to their homes, and this captain who's trying to keep on the hierarchy and the status quo of the ship.
Right, right. Is this based on some real events or kind of stylized on that?
It is conditions that actually occur.
It is
quite a common story that's happening in the shipping world. I've been, since I was small, acquainted to the shipping world, and I traveled a lot to write the script. And while I was writing the script, actually the same thing was happening in Istanbul. An Italian cargo ship was in a lean, so five people had to stay on the ship. The same story, actually. So it's kind of a tough story that people don't know usually.
Right.
And for me, it also helps me to symbolize actually the status quo that we are all living. And the motto of the film can be summarized as this: when the ship is not moving, we cannot call it a ship anymore. So what do we do with the captain? So what means do the top of the hierarchy takes to continue the status quo?
Right.
So for me, it's kind of like a microwave of looking at the things happening in the world.
Right.
So these five people are on the ship, and then the dynamics start to change.
Exactly.
So, you know, of course, without giving anything away, what happens?
What happens, first of all... Like what happens as you had imagined is happening, because people are starting to hear other people chewing the food more. So it starts from there. And you start hearing small things. You start to get annoyed by other people.
Right.
And so the camps, we call them Turkish camps, sites had been chosen. And then, of course, the captain has to continue the status quo. So it's kind of like the power struggle amongst all these people. So not to give anything details from the ship, this is how the thing starts building up. It's a movie about building up the tension, actually.
Right, right. So filmed out on location or under the similar conditions, did you try to recreate actual conditions?
Well, we shot it all in a ship. So it was 3 weeks of shooting, and we had the chance to be over there to rehearse with my actors a lot.
Yeah.
And, well, as you would expect, it's... Like, on the contrary of what you would expect, the ship is actually such a calming place. If you're just there for three weeks, my actors had the chance to fish between the shoots.
Sure.
So
not bad.
I had kind of like difficulty to create that tension amongst them. But like, it worked definitely because, well, it's still on an iodine, so it's minus charge all the time, electricity all the time. And really, towards the end of the third week of the shooting, people start to get really tired.
Right.
And the looks in their eyes just had become what I wanted. If I had one more little bit, twice the budget that I had, I would be start shooting after the third week.
Really? Soon you have a soon you have a documentary on your hands. Yeah. There's a whole other film.
Enough with the ship. No, I'm done with the ship.
Really done with the ship story.
So the entire thing was shot within a 3-week period.
Yes.
How much time did you have planning this film leading up to that?
Well, actually, I looked at the my notebooks, because I always have notebooks. Like, I have 4 or 5 finished already since 2010. And the first time that I had put notes on about this was actually in 2010 when I was shooting Tollbooth, my first feature film. And so I can say that I started writing this in 2010. And it finished 2015, but 2014, sorry, and I had finished another script actually during that, which had won some awards, and I was ready to shoot that film. But instead of that, I think just close to the Gezi protest in Turkey, Taksim Square events, yeah. I couldn't stop myself of not shooting this film, because that was quite, between you and me, that was quite my answer to the things that I was feeling at that moment about the status quo and the hierarchy, trying to keep everything the same as it was.
So, this is your second film?
Yes.
Okay. And this one is in Turkish?
This one is in Turkish.
With subtitles?
With subtitles, of course.
Okay. Is there a difference in trying to direct a film or manufacture a film that is in subtitles versus...
I hate subtitles.
You do? US, okay.
And, well, actually, the more fight I had with the guys who are trying to write the subtitles, translate the film... I had more fights with them than my actors, to be honest.
Okay.
With you. Because for me, the language is rhythm, and all I care about is the rhythm. And my first film was 98 pages, all dialogue, and everyone thought that it was such a silent film. That's the thing that I'm trying to do. If you want to give silence, I think you should only give it by the too much dialogue, because in the life we're talking about nonsense all the time.
Sure.
Which, at the end of the day, you feel like you didn't talk at all. It was a silent day. This is what I'm trying to do with my characters all the time.
Right.
So with this, I had difficulties of translating this, but at the end, I'm happy with the translation, because at the end, you're also trying to keep it simple,
yeah,
to take the focus on acting also. You don't want people just go there and read like a novel, all the film, or all the subtitles.
Right.
So I think I was happy at the end.
Good.
With the subtitles. People will be happy, I think, people will come.
Well... Sundance was happy enough to accept your film.
If Sundance happy, I am happy.
That's right.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right, the name of the film is Ivy. I'm going to get it. The director is Tolga Karacalik.
Yes.
That's all right.
I'm out. I'm done. Thanks, Tolga, for taking the time to chat. And lots of luck.
Thank you very much.
And when does the film premiere?
It is on the Egyptian Theater starting, I think, 26th.
Monday the 26th,
yeah, and from
9
there
o'clock.
On, I think, 27 on Temple, and you can check it out.
Yeah, there's five screenings.
Five screenings total. We'll make sure we catch one.
Yeah, tell me what you think after.
All right, Tolga. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's take a break for some underwriters. You're listening to the Sundance Reel on KPCW, and we'll be back with more films and directors. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Seth Adams, executive chef of River Horse on Main, and a proud sponsor of The Splendid Table on KPCW. Winter is upon us, and we've revamped our menu to complement the cold weather. We offer Sunday brunch, dinner, and après-ski with views overlooking Main Street and live music nightly. 649-3536 or riverhorseparkcity.com.
This is Larry Warren.
And I'm Doug Wells, inviting you to listen Monday mornings at 9 after NPR News to Mountain Money, KPCW's show about making money, spending money, and investing it wisely.
You'll hear from local entrepreneurs and national figures, anyone with a good story to tell about how to survive and thrive in the marketplace.
Mountain Money. We'll keep it simple and useful every Monday at 9.
Sponsored by Mountain West Bank, Park City Chamber Bureau, Park City Realty Group, and Jones Waldo, Holbrook, and McDonough.